There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Welcome to Wrestling Inside the Ropes with James Stewart.
I'm the best. I'm the best in the world. I've been the best ever since day one when I walked into this company, and I've been vilified and hated since that day.
And Mike Sarge Riley.
I don't know if you realize it or not, but you're trespassing on private property. When you walk through here, through these ropes, you're in my yard. Bad things happen in my yard.
Wrestling Inside the Ropes.
It's an emergency, Mike. It's a emergency podcast. This week of WWE has been pure chaos. Survivor Series is drastically different now. It feels like the Becky Lynch injury has caused panic throughout the WWE.
The new champion here on SmackDown? What do you say?
Oh, we'll get there. This injury may have caused panic, but I also have a theory, because this happened last year with Survivor Series, that Vince McMahon could have looked at the show on Sunday and been like, this isn't impressive at all. But the big news is Daniel Bryan is the new WWE champion. He will now fight Brock Lesnar on Sunday. Daniel Bryan pinned AJ Styles in the middle of the ring following his running knee, a low blow that the referee didn't see. The look in Daniel Bryan's eye, he is clearly a villain now. Villain Daniel Bryan is good stuff if you remember his Ring of Honor stuff. Just undersized, evil, sneaky, snarky, just good stuff. Good stuff. And I find it an interesting call. I love it. Daniel Bryan has been obsessed with the WWE Championship and has now shown that he'll do whatever it takes to get it, and I'm sure retain it. I could see Daniel Bryan on Sunday just cheating the entire match. And I don't think he's going to beat Brock Lesnar, but it wouldn't shock me if he did.
Yeah, and you know, Jimmy, the best Daniel Bryan heel I remember, I guess in this current era, more or less, the last 10 years, was when he cashed in that Money in the Bank. Do you remember that on Mark Henry?
Yep.
I think it was Hell in the Cell or whatever. It was a big, it was a fall pay-per-view.
I believe it was after a chairs match.
Okay, yeah, there you go. But he cashed in. No, not Mark Henry. Big Show.
Big Show. Big Show and Mark Henry had a match, I believe.
Exactly. And he cashed in on him. And, you know, it is an emotional time layer for the Big Show winning. And then, boom, 2 seconds later, here's Daniel Bryan comes out, wins the title. It's like, oh, my God. But he was good as a heel. And it was during that time where the yes movement got started and the no and everything. I think he is much better as a heel. And what a story here. Jimmy, if you remember, I mean, you'd probably delete all the texts I send you because you hate me. But I sent you a text message earlier this afternoon, and I said, Jay Stu, I have a huge theory I cannot wait to share with you on next week's podcast, and I'm going to tell you next week. But, Jimmy, here's what it was, and I'll tell the world right now, and you can throw it out the window.
Oh, thank you.
Yes, that's fine. No charge from the Sarge. The deal was that I really believed that AJ Styles was obviously going to fight Brock Lesnar at the Survivor Series. It's a non-title match. And I thought he would bring the championship into WrestleMania and then drop it to John Cena. That's out. Out! As Joe Murray would say, out! I thought Cena would become the new 17-time world champion. Styles would break the record in January. That is off the table now. That's what I had in my mind. But holy cow, absolute shock with Daniel Bryan winning the title here. Here we are 2 weeks ago talking about Daniel Bryan being punished for not going to Saudi Arabia, and now he is the new WWE champion, the face of SmackDown. What a story for him. Love him as a heel. Great move. Love it.
So, yeah, I guess Daniel Bryan wasn't being punished. I got to take the L on that one. He gets a world championship reign here, whether it's just short term because Vince wants to see Brock Lesnar versus Daniel Bryan, whether Brock Lesnar wants to face Daniel Bryan. Because after Bryan had won the WrestleMania 30 main event, he was supposed to face Brock Lesnar, and Daniel Bryan were supposed to fight in that year's SummerSlam. I believe at the request of Brock Lesnar, but that could be, I don't remember it clear enough. And what happened to John Cena in that match, that was the infamous 16 suplex match, and that was supposed to be the Daniel Bryan beating. Bryan was medically disqualified, so that match never happened. I'm excited to see this match. I'm excited to see Daniel Bryan the villain, because I think there's a lot of good stuff there. Much in the same way that CM Punk, when he eventually became a villain, there was just so much good stuff there. I do wonder if this title switch has anything to do with an AJ Styles contract issue. I ask that because I'm pretty sure he signed a 3-year deal before WrestleMania 32 in Dallas. So his deal would be up unless he signed a new contract and I missed it. And please, if he did and I missed it, please correct me.
Okay.
Because I was curious as to whether he would have made that 435-day marker of CM Punk, which obviously it ends at 371.
Right.
Because I believe his contract would have been up January 1st, January something of this year. So I do wonder if that's a factor in it. Maybe it's not, and he signed a new deal and I missed it.
I mean, if it is.
But I do love the chaos of it. And that's the key. This is what made the Monday Night Wars so good, was that you didn't know what was going to happen. When they announced the match, I saw a bunch of tweets, oh, Daniel Bryan's going to win the WWE title tonight. Okay, like, that's cool. Like, you can think that, and that's a good thing to think. But the whole time I'm watching the match, and to me, the right finish was Raw to invade SmackDown and ruin the match. But they chose not to do that. They chose to tell the story that Daniel Bryan is obsessed with the WWE title and is now doing whatever it takes to win the WWE title. He's won the WWE title, and now the main event of Survivor Series, which I think was going to be Ronda Rousey against Becky Lynch, is now Daniel Bryan against Brock Lesnar, unless it's what we'll talk about here in a moment, and that's Charlotte Flair versus Ronda Rousey.
Right. And, just a couple of facts here, Jimmy. As you know, last year, AJ Styles won the WWE Championship on SmackDown, November 2017, in Manchester, England. But this is the first time since 2003 on SmackDown on American soil that the WWE Championship has changed hands. And that was 2003 with Brock Lesnar winning in Raleigh, North Carolina. And that was the Iron Man match, which he won over, let's see here, Kurt Angle. So September of 2003, excuse me. So again, first time it's changed on SmackDown, a nearly 20-year-old program right there on American soil. Daniel Bryan, who again we thought was being punished. This is huge. That is your main event for Survivor Series. I think the WWE thought, okay, what the hell? We have a change of plans there with Becky and Charlotte. Charlotte filling in for Becky. Let's just change it all together for the men's side. And to your point with AJ Styles potentially being up for the contract, if that is the case, then I wouldn't be shocked if AJ goes into the dark and saying, that's it, 41 years old, 42 years old, wherever he is, I'm thrown in the towel. But if he did sign the new contract, WWE was probably like, let's throw the curveball for everyone here because we have it with the women's side. So now let's do it for the men's side, too.
It's so fascinating that this week they have a central focus to the program. They have a central focus of getting people ready for Survivor Series, and they amped it up, and I thought they had two really good nights. SmackDown was chaos. Raw, I thought, was really good. But what may have caused all of this chaos is Becky Lynch being medically disqualified from her match with Ronda Rousey on Sunday at Survivor Series.
Right.
WWE showed video of Nia Jax punching Becky right in the face during the SmackDown invasion of Raw. In storyline on SmackDown, Becky picked Charlotte to replace her in the match against Ronda Rousey on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Charlotte versus Ronda, of course, has been rumored as the WrestleMania 35 main event pretty much since the end of WrestleMania 34.
Yep.
Does this match happening on Sunday mean that this match won't happen in April? Not necessarily. And if I remember correctly, WWE did Steve Austin versus The Rock the night after the Deadly Game tournament in 1998 for the WWF Championship, and then did that match again at that year's WrestleMania. And if I'm wrong about that, please correct me. But in my mind, this works on a few different levels. The WWE's thinking is, well, Becky Lynch needs a replacement, and WWE tries, whenever they're replacing one competitor, to go above and beyond what that match could have been. And I think that's why they fast-forwarded the Charlotte versus Ronda Rousey match into this spot in Survivor Series. Add into the fact that Survivor Series, in their mind, is still one of their big, important pay-per-views.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm just like, going into this whole thing, you're right. That, like, looking at the Survivor Series a month ago, it's like, okay, whatever, it's brand versus brand, and now this is huge, the whole storyline here. You have a new champion, and yes, it is the second oldest pay-per-view after WrestleMania. It's even older than the Royal Rumble, I believe, right? Isn't it 87 Survivor Series? And then
87, Rumble? Yep, and then the Royal Rumble started in 88.
So it's second oldest, so this means a lot to Vince. It's a lot of legacy there. This is a big deal, and the fact that they throw this curveball on you here 5 days before the big show, that means a lot, and this is going to be very interesting. And maybe, Jimmy, I don't know, they may throw a stipulation in there on Sunday and say, all of a sudden, this is title for title. I'd be shocked if it happened, but never say never in this situation here.
Yeah, I don't think they'll do title for title.
Well, never say never.
I just said they will never do title versus title on Sunday.
Shut up, Jimmy. Shut up.
All right.
Continue.
The Becky Lynch hug of Charlotte kind of got some social media reaction. In my mind, the immediate follow-up is that if Charlotte loses on Sunday, and there's a good chance that she does because I think WWE likes the idea that Ronda's unbeaten, and Ronda will go into WrestleMania as an unbeaten champion.
Mm-hmm.
Becky can then go back to hating Charlotte in storyline leading to a TLC match or just a future match in general for the championship to kind of wrap up their program. Because I'm interested in thinking that Charlotte has this match here if they decide to switch out Charlotte and Becky for WrestleMania. Becky has this incredible organic stream of support where people were digging this match against Ronda, the whole the champ, the man, all of that stuff. It's got a really good organic vibe to it. And I don't want to go so far as to say it's as strong as Steve Austin because that's too strong. That's record-setting money. And I'd like to see Becky do that, but I don't think that that would be the case. But what can happen is at the end of this program, Charlotte regains the SmackDown Women's Championship, or they just get it off of Becky altogether so that Becky can be in the Royal Rumble match, win the Royal Rumble match, and then challenge Ronda at WrestleMania in New York for the WWE Raw Women's Championship. And she can say, Charlotte couldn't beat you, but I'm coming to WrestleMania. I'm coming to beat you. Mm-hmm. And I think that that would be a good feel. The problem is if Vince McMahon and WWE still think that Ronda is this clear-cut babyface and Becky might throw some issues into that, as you saw on Raw where Ronda's in the ring trying to cut a promo and the crowd is chanting for Becky. I don't think that's the reaction that they want. I think they still think that Becky's a heel, and maybe that hug to Charlotte was a teaser that Becky's actually like on the good side, but I don't think she is. Maybe they're operating in shades of gray. There's a ton of questions to this, but I would not be upset, as big a Charlotte Flair fan as I am, I wouldn't be upset if they pivoted and they put Becky Lynch into the Ronda Rousey match at WrestleMania in New York.
Yeah, it sounds right. And maybe this is a little warm-up here, like you said, the foreshadow or the tune-up here to see them both go there. And we saw Charlotte break Asuka's record last year at WrestleMania, Jimmy. You know, I was talking to someone tonight that this may be a little too early for the main event of WrestleMania, but after hearing that story there from your perspective of it, this might indeed be the main event of WrestleMania, where Charlotte does take down the undefeated streak of Ronda Rousey there at WrestleMania.
Well, they could do two things. They could have Charlotte lose on Sunday, and I think she's going to lose. I think they want to keep Ronda white hot and undefeated. I think it's a wrong call because you get caught in this complex of what happened with Asuka. Is Asuka's in the mixed match challenge and she can't be beaten because she has that undefeated streak.
Right.
So if they did something, and maybe Becky does a run in and helps Charlotte win.
Right.
And but they could do a lot of different stories if they wanted to get back to Charlotte and Ronda in April for WrestleMania. But it just feels to me that Becky's got so much momentum right now. Why waste it? You can do Charlotte versus Ronda another time if you want to.
Jimmy, just like when you're at the casino, you're hot on blackjack, you got to ride it out. Ride it out, and that's what they're doing here with Becky Lynch. Don't waste it. It's a great opportunity. You have three top talent right there, the tier of Charlotte, Ronda, and Becky Lynch in that situation there. It's a good problem to have, even though she's hurt. Then you go back to Becky and Charlotte, regain that going into the Royal Rumble. It's actually not the worst problem in the world.
They could also take the title off of Becky and put it on someone else and do a three-way match with Charlotte, Becky, and Ronda.
Yep.
I don't love that idea, but it could be a compromise for all of it, and that way you capitalize on everything that you want into a WrestleMania. Mike, you know, our time limit here, we wanted to do a quick emergency podcast. Do you have any closing thoughts before I wrap up?
Just like I said before, too, I mean, like, I was looking forward to the Survivor Series at first. Now I am really looking forward to the Survivor Series on Sunday. Going to be a good show, and I'm looking forward to doing the post-show with you afterwards.
It'll be a fabulous show. I was looking forward to the original card of Survivor Series. Now it's been shaken up a little bit. Chaos. Love chaos. Love, love, love unpredictable chaos in WWE rings. As Mike said, we will talk to you after the Survivor Series. And thanks for this emergency podcast, WWE, because there's a lot of good stuff going on.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Looking for hope? House of Possibilities offers children and adults with disabilities a path to greater independence. From social to recreational programs to overnight respite and career and community access opportunities, House of Possibilities is changing the way people see disabilities and their program participants see themselves. Visit houseofpossibilities.org to learn more or to support their work. That's houseofpossibilities.org. House of Possibilities. See what belonging can do.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at Boston Scores.org/Noah.